Morning. Joining us via Skype, Ashfaq Mohammed is a digital sports editor for Independent Media, and he is joining us via Skype because he's somewhere in Europe where the Loris Awards are going to be handed over in, I think it's tomorrow. Natalie Detoit, one of the five finalists for the Sporting Moment Award, alongside, of course, the Rugby World Cup winning Springboks up for Team of the Year Award. Ashfaq, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, when are the Loris Awards? Are they later on today or are they tomorrow?
Monday evening.
And these are the Oscars, for lack of a better word, of the world of sports, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You know, it's a coming together of the world's best sporting stars, past and present. You know, many of the former greats of all the sports are Laureus Academy members, but they also celebrate the current stars, you know, the Sportsman of the Year, Sportswoman of the Year. And as you mentioned there, the Springboks being nominated for Team of the Year. So it will be great to see if they can pull that off. And also Natalie Detoit, the swimmer, she's already reached the top five for the best sporting moments of the last 20 years because this is the Laureus' 20th anniversary. So we're hoping that she gets enough votes to win that award as well, and the public can vote for her as well.
The Loris, of course, doing more than just awarding sports icons. I mean, I know in South Africa alone, in Cape Town particularly, the foundation associated with the Loris Awards doing some sterling work at grassroots level in a variety of ways to impact positively, of course, of those most in need.
Yeah, of course. In Cape Town alone, we know about the Waves for Change surfing program that Loris has been involved with heavily. And I think they won the award last year or the year before for the best sort of program, you know, sort of project of Loris across the world. So that's a kind of wonderful work that they are doing. Just last night, I was at an ice rink of all places here in Berlin. And Brian Abanner himself, if you check my social media feed, he was on the skates having a full go there with the ice hockey. And that was the Kick for Ice program where they assist the youngsters in getting involved in sport, you know, ice hockey in particular, and also skating, figure skating and inline skating on ice. So that is another project that involved with here in Berlin, and they're there throughout the world, you know, and as much as they celebrate the big names in sport, it's actually about the bigger picture of providing access and assisting young people especially to be able to partake in sport and see that there's an alternative perhaps if they're struggling otherwise.
By the way, Ashfaq, if you're a jazz fan, there's a wonderful jazz club called B-flat in Berlin that you must go to.
Okay.
And it almost doesn't matter who's playing. The music is going to be extraordinary. I was lucky enough to be there a couple of months ago, and I really regularly visited that spot. How cold is it in Berlin at the moment?
Not that bad, I must say, Africa. You know, coming from Cape Town, left on Friday in Cape Town, it was quite hot, about 30 degrees in Cape Town. I landed in Berlin, it was about 2 degrees. But yeah, you feel that wind chill factor a bit. But it's great, you know, it is up only. And just to see the Berlin Wall yesterday as well, Africa, that was quite a memorable moment for me. I remember seeing those grainy images on TV of the Berlin Wall falling all those years ago, I think 1989. And to actually see it in front of you, it's quite unbelievable just to see the extent of how high it was and the actual divide between West Germany, East Germany as it was then, and to see now the gaps in between and the whole sort of area flourishing now, because where the wall was, there's been a number of new buildings just been built on that area, and it's a massive stretch. So it's quite fantastic to see that kind of renaissance, perhaps, of the city.
You're going to have a wonderful time. It's truly cosmopolitan. I was hoping you were going to say it's much colder than 2 degrees. That way I'd feel less green with envy that you are there. But have a wonderful Loris Awards, and of course you'll be reporting on it. Ashfaq's Twitter handle, @AshfaqMohammed, and Instagram, AshfaqMohammed_sport. He will be, I imagine, live tweeting the events as they unfold tomorrow. tomorrow. But let's talk about the cricket. The third and final T20 match between South Africa and England taking place in Centurion later on today. After two games, only three runs, literally three runs, is the difference between these two teams. Either one could walk away with victory today and the series. And I was saying to Simon Gear earlier, even if that team is not South Africa today, I, as a South African supporter of cricket, will be happy with the team we have currently, particularly in a year when we're having the T20 World Cup.
Yeah, you know, it's tremendous depth being built, and it's almost like they're starting over. You know, I know ODI is 50 over cricket, but, you know, the disaster there and the problems since then, you know, at least now with this sort of new era under Mark Boucher, is also new captain in Quinton de Kock for the T20s, you know, and they started off well, despite losing the second match there, some real fight shown, a really good score that they put up on the board, and it's just a pity they couldn't pull it off in the end. But, you know, the new names coming through, Luton Sipamla, we haven't quite seen it, but Dwayne Pretorius did well. Bjorn Fortuin played in this last game. Themba Bavuma is an opening batsman in T20 cricket. There's been a revelation these two games. And, of course, the skipper himself in magnificent form, fantastic 65 again of 20-odd balls or something like that. He went crazy there. So things are looking good. You know, England are the ODI champions, so they will always have a strong setup there. So it's really been competitive so far.
England have only played one previous T20 international in Centurion, and that was a game captained by Alistair Cook, which they lost by 84 runs. That will be no factor at all with this return to Centurion today, will it?
No, I think it will again be a free-for-all, Africa. They're just going to smash it out, and whoever can survive and try and keep the runs down somehow in this format, it's so difficult, you know, where do you go, the guys just go for it. But, you know, South Africa has some good variety in their bowling as well. I like the Bjorn Fortuin opening the bowling in the last match in Durban. Just shows that Quinn is thinking on his feet, you know, trying something new, trying something different, just to mix things up. Because often at the start of a T20 match, if the fast bowlers are bowling, you can just line them up and go for it. But with a spinner, you've got to generate your own ideas because there's no pace on the ball. So, yeah, let's see what he can come up with today in terms of the bowling changes. Hopefully, you know, they can keep the runs down if they have to bowl for us under 200.
And once again, let's keep trying those different combinations in the preparation for the T20 World Cup.
Oh, yes, definitely giving guys opportunities. You know, we saw in the first match, the all-rounder Dwayne Pretorius didn't even bowl. You know, so there was quite a few question marks around that. And this last match, he did actually get in 3 overs and he took a wicket. And he also scored some valuable runs down the order. So it's going to be interesting to see the makeup of the team today. You know, do they go in with two all-rounders again, like Dwayne Pretorius and Dilip Kwayo? Do they go with the two spinners again, Bjorn Fortuin and Tabraiz Shamsi? Or do they go for another fast bowler option? Maybe Luto Sipamla can get an opportunity. Lungin Gedi's now played both games. First game he did brilliantly. Second game he took 3 wickets but travelled a bit. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see just exactly the makeup of that side.
Do I dare ask you to predict what the outcome of the match is going to be?
Someone's going to win by 3 runs, Africa.
I love it. I love it. Ashfaq, thank you very much. Have a wonderful, wonderful time in Berlin. And I hope the ceremony tomorrow is going to be extraordinary as we celebrate some of our sporting icons. Once again, you can follow him on his Twitter handle at Ashfaq Mohammed. Otherwise on Instagram, AshfaqMohammed_sport to follow developments at those Laureus Awards, which will be handed over tomorrow. All the best, of course, to Natalie Detroit, as well as to our Rugby World Cup winning Springbok Tour.